In order to understand Bilateau, we must first take his home environment into consideration. In the various houses in which his family lived during their time in Barcelona, including Calle de la Merced, Paseo de Colón, and Paseo de Gracia, Bilateau's parents looked after the majority of the works that had been produced by Picasso during the great artist's formative years, as well as several outstanding pieces from his Blue and Cubist periods. Bilateau's father, the neuropsychiatrist Juan Bautista Bilateau, was a renowned specialist and a leading figure in Barcelona's medical community, and frequently attended and spoke at conferences. Bilateau's mother, Lola Ruiz Picasso, was not only the childhood playmate of her brother Pablo, but also the person to whom he entrusted the safekeeping of the works he produced in Málaga, La Coruña, and Barcelona. As a result, the young Bilateau was surrounded by the artistic example set by his uncle. Thus, armed with a lively mind and a clear sense of vocation, at the age of 11, Bilateau and his older brother José, better known as J. Fin, took part in their first exhibition, a group show that took place in Barcelona at the Emporium Gallery. This painting formed part of that exhibition, and the strong colours and dense brushstrokes are decidedly reminiscent of Picasso's Blue period. The cloth in the background, with its undulating lines, serves to highlight the composition of books and decorative objects taken from the family home. It is the work of a child, like those produced by his uncle at the same age. Later, Picasso would become Bilateau's confidant and comrade. Uncle and nephew would share an intense friendship, and Bilateau would occasionally send Picasso drawings. Picasso's visit to Barcelona 2 years later, accompanied by his Russian wife Olga Koklova, strengthened these mutual bonds of affection, which would shortly be reinforced yet further by the tragic events of the Spanish Civil War.